Let's get to Paige Hadley. I think I mentioned roller coaster. Is that a fair description? You're at the peak now, though, Paige. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yeah, obviously it has been a bit of a roller coaster ride to get to the big dance, but yeah, glad to say that we're there.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Well done. Congratulations. But there's still another mountain to climb, Paige. How do you turn it around? You've had two losses in regular season and then the big loss, the 10-point loss against the Lightning first week of the semi-finals. What are you doing different? What do you need to do different on Sunday?
Yeah, look, obviously, yeah, not ideal to have not beaten them this whole season. But, yeah, look, I think the intensity we brought in the semi-final on Sunday was phenomenal, I think. In that first quarter, we just really stood our mark on the game, and I think that's what we need to do against Lightning. They're obviously, you know, very experienced. They haven't lost a finals game ever. They've been in the last, you know, three grand finals now. So, yeah, I think it's going to take a lot of heart. And, yeah, just for us, it's about keeping possession. I think the more that we can have possession, the less they can score. And I think we've just been too, you know, willing to, you know, throw a loose ball around, and they just, you know, they won't throw it away, so they just, you know, crucify you if you do throw a ball away.
All right, so better discipline, Paige.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we had a few turnovers on the weekend that we probably didn't want, but our defenders were, you know, playing an awesome game. They got the back, but against Lightning, we can't afford to do that because, you know, they were just, yeah, as I said, they would just score and score and put the pressure on you, and that's what happened in that semi-final.
Paige, is there a danger, given the lack of success at the Swifts across the first 2 years of Suncorp Super Netball, that making the grand final is seen as achievement enough?
Oh, I don't think so. I think this team, whilst, yes, we haven't made the finals, I think there is just so much passion and heart and drive to go all the way. You know, our saying is, you don't come this far to come this far. And on one hand, I think the danger is obviously the opposition we're up against and, you know, their experience, and they've been in situations the last 2 years. So I think from our end, whilst, you know, we're not definitely resting on our laurels, we want to go all the way. You know, we do know there's a big challenge ahead of us.
What did the Swifts do so well last week against the Melbourne Vixens? Because that was comprehensive, 60-47. What did you do so well last week that you can carry forward?
Yeah, look, I think whilst it was a comprehensive win, there's so many areas of improvement. You know, we had 24 possession losses, and that was one of our highest of the season. You know, we've been averaging about 16 or 17. So if we can get that down, the score would have been, you know, double that. So I think for us, though, it was the intensity. I think the first quarter, it was, you know, 8-3 at one stage. And from there, you know, we kept putting the scoreboard pressure on, and Melbourne Vixens found it hard to kind of get back into it. So, yeah, I think it was the intensity, and that just didn't lack the whole game. You know, third quarter, they came back, but we stood the pressure and kept pushing the scoreboard out.
What about Sam Wallace and Helen Housby, your two attacking options? They were really quiet in that semi-final against the Lightning. They weren't last week. They were outstanding. How do you ensure? What were the things about the Lightning that made it difficult for them to have an impact on the game? And can you reverse that for this grand final?
Yeah, I think with Lightning defence, they work so well together. I think in the circle, once all four players are in there, it's really hard to get the ball in. They just, you know, cover space in there. So I think what I did well on the weekend was isolating Sammy, and, you know, she shot, I think, you know, 42 from 43. She only missed two goals the whole game. So I think for us, it's about Helen really needs to do the work outside the circle to, you know, keep Pretorius out and keep her busy, because she, at the end of the day, she, you know, sometimes gets 5 to 6 intercepts a game. So we need to keep her busy and then be able to isolate Sammy one-on-one, because I don't think any defender can beat her one-on-one. It's when the other defender gets in there and they clog space and they clog the area that we get confused. So, yeah, I think Helen's got a big role, and Sophie Garvin to play out the front and just to keep Torres busy to, you know, isolate us feeders so we can beat Sammy one-on-one.
How do you turn that, what's going to be a massive crowd at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre at Boondall, Paige, how do you turn that crowd, that Lightning crowd, to your favour?
Yeah, I've played two grand finals there previously to the Swifts now, so I'm, you know, going in with third time lucky. But yeah, obviously we know it's going to be, you know, buzzing. There's going to be so many Lightning fans, but we also know, you know, the two grand finals I've been in, there's been a massive Swifts fans got there in, you know, in heaps and bundles, and I think we'll see a lot of red up there as well. But I think for us, it's about focusing on the process. And whilst the crowd on Sunday was going for us, I think we were so in the game, we just didn't even think about what was happening around us. So for us, it's about that, you know, sticking to process and sticking to what's happening in the moment and not getting caught up with what's those external factors that are happening.
Mm. Can you tell us about the New Zealander, Katrina Raw, who's come in and only had a couple of games, I think, with you guys, playing wing defence, and the impact that she's had on the team, Paige?
Yeah, she's only obviously played, I think, two or three regular season games.
Yeah.
Come in and played the two finals, and yeah, she brings a bit of versatility for us. She's able to play wing defence and goal defence and goalkeeper, so that's what we need in our back end. But yeah, look, she's very experienced. You know, this year alone, she's won a World Cup and an ANZ Championship in New Zealand. So a lot of experience and a lot of hunger and drive to succeed and to win. And I think, you know, our back end is quite young. You know, Sarah and Maddie are 23 and 24, so very young. So I think for us to have her guidance and just, you know, what it is to, I guess, stand up in those pressure moments and to want to be there in those pressure moments, I think that's the best thing she loves. You know, she loves being in those big games. And you know, as you said, we haven't been in many of those. So to have that experience and that drive and that talk, I think, yeah, it's been huge for us.
Has you been doing much trash talking after the World Cup?
she actually was quite nice when she came in.
Quite nice.
Me. The Australian coach came in once, Lisa, and she didn't give her much, though. So she gave her more hassling than us.
Paige, we're delighted that the New South Wales Swifts have made it through to the final. Good luck on Sunday up there at Boondall.
Yeah.
1 p.m. will be
the Swifts.
The start of the game. We wish you all the best. We love an underdog. Aussie Sport loves an underdog, and you're going to travel up there with the outsiders. So good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, boys.